Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that can get that spot out of the carpet. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
The Scope takes a look at the fall TV schedule, we review the latest album from The Verve, and Jared tries to start a fantasy podcasting league, but everyone just ignores him.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
All right. Welcome to Acoustic Sunrise on The Scope. This is episode 57. Am I correct on that, Jared?
You are correct.
I am correct.
I had the accounting firm do the audit ahead of time. We are at 57.
I would say that The Scope would be the number one selection in Jared's fantasy podcasting league when it comes to fruition. Boy, I just feel like I should pull up a nap mat. Maybe sit outside and watch the sun set.
Jared, I was looking for songs that had September in the title, since this is our first September podcast.
Very meaningful for us.
Is there no GNR song that has September in the title?
There's November.
I know, and October. No, December.
Is there December?
I thought that was the follow-up to November Rain. It was December Snow or something.
December Snow. Nice.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
And January Heating Bills, that was their third in the trilogy.
We are joined today by one of the most beloved Scope guests ever.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell she's bringing the energy. It's Molly. Molly, I've had a number of people come up to me, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your arse, saying you are the best guest we have ever had on the show.
Can we not say arse on this show, like, ever?
No, we can say it every time.
That's the worst thing that Braveheart brought to this country.
Your shirt makes me think of arse.
Wow, look, she's already attacking. Wow.
Hey, Molly, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but yeah. My boss has said that he would like you to have your best show ever. So, You know, just don't even think about it. Just roll with it. And
pressure.
Yeah.
Did he say anything about her state of dress or undress, as the case may be?
No, he's a gentleman.
He is a gentleman.
Unlike you, apparently.
Okay.
What t-shirt concert later?
I'm going to give it my best, but I can't guarantee anything.
Well, I don't want to say, like, my raise is riding on it or anything like that, but...
Exactly.
I'm going to try.
I do like
I'm gonna
have
put
money.
My all into it. I did forget my notes.
Why, so. Molly, why do you think you are the most beloved guest ever?
Because I'm your female guest?
She's our female guest.
Exactly.
There are other female guests.
I'm your most regular female guest?
Some might argue that John
late?
Mapes fits that role, but hey, he doesn't listen to the show. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah, you do bring a nice female perspective.
Just pointing out that Molly said that she's the most regular female guest.
Is that because she has lots of fiber?
That's... Thank you for getting that that joke.
Does she eat that special yogurt?
You don't understand.
Sponsored by Jamie Lee Curtis.
I was just drinking the on-the-go fiber mix.
Very nice.
In a Diet Coke bottle.
In a Diet Coke bottle.
So all that
berry flavored
BPH or whatever the bad stuff is added to there. It's always good.
Also, the on-the-go protein mix. That's
well, there we go.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Our GNC sponsorship of the day is coming through.
Nice. That was actually
Whole
special,
Foods.
Special K.
Special K.
Or
ketamine?
Crystal Light. Crystal Light, too.
We've got it all. So anyone that needs any tips on what to mix into your bottled water, you can contact Molly at thescopeshow.com.
Works.
Well, I've got a very important update. That is my kidney stone update.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I am going through another bout.
I hate these
Adam.
Stories.
Yeah. The sixth the kidney
very
stone
first
of my
time
life.
You told
sixth
me
over what period of time?
Oh, it's been close to 10 years. So.
Okay.
Shane so first once, told me about this when I worked at Market Watch while we were both peeing next to each other, and it was really awkward.
And I was holding on to his junk at the same time.
That would be awkward.
I reached over and said, "This is what it feels like."
Yeah. Well,
is it because one
really the only way you could share.
Splashed out or what?
What's that?
Is it because one splashed out while you were peeing? Or?
Maybe I was just going through one at that time.
Yeah. Okay. We weren't really peeing next to each other.
Shane was looking for empathy, and that was how he was going to get it.
Yes. By massaging Adam's
prostate.
Genitals. Prostate. I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
Not when I barely knew you. That took at least 2 months to get into that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm one of those fortunate guys, as the regular listeners know. I don't get the excruciatingly bad pains most of the time when I get kidney stones, but I always feel like I have to go to the bathroom all the time. So if I seem a little jittery or jumpy, it's because...
One,
you know,
just peed his pants. That's
I just urinated in my drawers.
So the Are you still with Stone? Is that what we're getting at?
I am still with Stone.
Okay, I know your goal was to try to pass it last night.
The last thing that I heard from my doctor was I have one. It is kind of high up in the pathway that the stones travel, so it's closer to the kidney than it is to the bladder.
It's got a lawn chair and a cold beer, and it's going to stay there a while.
Exactly. All so right. So what you do is you drink a lot of water, and hopefully it flushes, and while it flushes, hopefully it doesn't hurt. It just is uncomfortable.
I thought it wanted to make a guest appearance today.
Wouldn't that be great if I just plopped her right out during the... You hear a little jingle, and there it is, Mr. Kidney Stone.
I have a question. How do you try to pass one at a certain time? Like, if you were going to try to pass it last night, is it like pooping, where you push really hard with your pee?
Well, you can't really... you can't really do that.
You know, there's calm waters and there's not calm waters. So you're kind of looking and going, this is... Well, I'm never on safe ground here.
That's exactly it. No, Adam, what you do is you just push as much liquid as you can, as many fluids... You're just constantly drinking. So every time I go to the bathroom, I will, you know,
drink while you pee?
Yes, I'm drinking. It's a perfect circle of life.
Wow. You know, she's a different experience.
As I wash my hands, I'm chugging water. I am constantly putting fluids into my body. So I'm pretty much constantly in a state of urination.
Do you name them like the Hurricanes?
Wow. Kidney Stone Pete is on its way.
It was many different things. It was a roller coaster ride with him, actually.
With Kidney Stone Pete.
Do you have them displayed in memory boxes in your bathroom?
I wish I had Kidney Stone memory boxes. A lot of times what I have to do is give them to the doctors, and then they will analyze them and tell me what their chemical composition is, and then I never see them again.
Why don't they give them back to you?
Because they probably have to crush them or whatever, send them off to a lab somewhere.
You should just say I'd like to
how big
this
are
one
they
when
they come out? I don't know if they change size as they flow through you.
No, usually once they're out of the kidney, they're not I don't believe they're going to grow. They usually grow inside of the kidney. People can have kidney stones anywhere from a grain of sand.
Right, to a peanut, I think you told me.
I've had peanut size, but Carrie has seen...
peanut size, seriously?
Not a shell, not a peanut in a shell. I mean,
bad, even without the shell.
Something you would find in an M&M.
How do you pee that out? I don't understand.
You don't. That's the one they went in and grabbed. They scooped out.
Can you, like, see it going through you?
If they do x-rays...
Molly's never seen a penis, by the way.
I mean... Does it help expand? Is it like a snake when you see him eating the mice or thing?
No, you don't. Think of it like...
Can you feel it in there when it's the peanut size?
Now, if anyone is ever wondering why Molly is our most treasured guest, she's putting on a display right now.
I mean, you have to think of it like... think of a straw or like a small... hose of some sort, and then jamming like...
Never call your penis a hose, man.
No, I'm thinking inside the body. I'm not talking about the penis.
Oh, okay.
Once it hits the bladder,
your
Molly...
seed?
Once it hits... No, not my seed. Once it hits the bladder, it's pretty much going to come out. It's not going to get stuck. You're much more flexible down there in terms of the passageway, but the I think it's the... I don't know
urethra?
What it's called. I don't know if that's called the urethra, but the hose, if you will, from the kidney to the bladder is very...
Urinal passage.
Some of our smarter hosts
every
or smarter
time we have this conversation, my genital region hurts. I'm like sitting here like doing the
pee. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
The thing is, Adam, is that, believe it or not, the genitals don't really hurt during all this process.
All right. Okay.
It's mostly a dull pain in your back. Kind of upper back, and then as the stone moves, it might sort of radiate down. Sometimes it might get into the groinal area.
So are you saying some people might have and have passed these and not have ever known what the actual issue was?
I would say it's very possible, because sometimes they can be so small that you can't see them.
I've had back pain before.
But you have had it affect your groinal axis, right?
Have you
right?
felt like you
my
had
groinal
a
access,
bladder
yes.
infection before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt when I pee or anything like that, and it doesn't really hurt when it comes out. It's almost like a little pop,
that's chlamydia.
So
it just pops out.
That's chlamydia. What part of it do the people have where they're having this excruciating pain? What pain is that?
Well, it could be as it's moving from the kidney down into the bladder, and it gets stuck, and it's obstructing urine, which is bad news.
Okay.
I was told by my doctor that I have a non-obstructing kidney stone. So,
if
it was blocking.
Yeah.
If it was blocking, they probably would take me right to the emergency room and go get it, because that urine can go back into your kidney and cause infection and cause some nastiness. So
stop drinking.
And then you
urine.
Would die.
Then you would die. Yeah, and you know, some of the treatments
Sepsis.
Go anywhere from actually them going up and scooping it out to putting you in a big tub and then destroying it with sonic waves. And sometimes they'll actually do surgery where they'll go in, make an incision, and have to cut into you to get it, which I think that's the rarest, but people can have that as well.
And I know that we've talked about this, like you try not to have soda and things that have been shown to kind of increase. Like, are you kind of just past the point of trying new things and you're just going to have to deal with these each time they come along?
That's kind of my opinion on it. I don't drink a lot of soda, right. So unless it's some other aspect of my diet that I don't know about.
You can't believe any of that stuff.
You can't. It's you know, Scientologists will tell you it's all in your head. But I think that there is more of a genetic compound going or aspect to this for me. The good thing is that most kidney stones or you know, the sweet spot in terms of your age is between the ages of 20 and 40. So hopefully I will grow out of it. I found as I've gotten older, they've become a little less frequent in nature. So it used to be once a year, and then it sort of went to once every year and a half, and hopefully that'll continue on.
Now, did you change your diet or anything? Would that have any effect on it?
It may, but...
Have they come back when they analyzed them and told you this is what...
Yeah, well, they can tell. They can say, okay, it's made of this. It's a minor calcium-based, so then they can go through and say, well, you need to be careful on, you know, how much calcium you bring in.
You need to stop eating kidney stones. Exactly. I think that's what it comes down to.
That's my problem. I'm just swallowing them up left and right. But they're
really
so tasty.
I'm really pissed I didn't find this on earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 years.
So, hopefully by the next show, I will have a victory story. Me conquering kidney stones. Just a matter of time.
Okay.
Speaking of genital pain.
Wow.
Sorry. I watched Hard Candy last night.
No.
Yeah.
Again?
What?
It was good enough to watch again?
I hadn't seen it before.
I thought that you watched it. Is that just Nick that watched
it? Tell all listeners about...
Oh, no,
I'm
thinking of that other one.
You're thinking of Funny Games?
Yeah.
Tell everyone about Hard Candy. What is this?
Is this a porno?
No.
No, it's...
It's probably a porno called it, but...
Harder Candy.
Ellen Page and Patrick Wilson, and she tricks him... into thinking she's a 14-year-old girl who wants to have sex with him.
And he's a pedophile.
And he's a pedophile, and she ends up tying him up and pretending to castrate him. And
wow.
And then I'm not going to tell you how
it ends. It's a family film.
I was going to say, is that like a Disney one? I don't remember.
But yeah. No, but they go through the whole thing of castration and genital pain.
Well, hopefully my kidney stones will not feel like that.
Anyways.
Not hot.
Thank you, Batman. So the one thing that it is getting me through this this whole pain of mine, that I'm happy that we're living in a country now where Liz Lemon could possibly be the vice president of our United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scaring Molly because, you know, we had a little chat before the show, and she is very scared about any sort of political talk.
Mm-hmm.
We don't often talk
until the news section.
Oh, do you have some news? But so
don't
I,
you dare.
I just want to throw a couple things out, and
throw
I'm we're not
you.
Talking about how you're going to vote. We're not going to castrate or kill anyone for them talking about their beliefs. But I do kind of want to talk about this overriding issue of sexism and racism in the political arena right now. And since we've never really had to deal with it, the last time we did was when Walter Mondale ran and selected Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate in 1984. Adam, how old were you at that time?
Four.
Four?
Two.
I was two.
I remember it vaguely, but I don't remember the social issues that go along with that. But let me throw it over to Adam, because he thinks a lot about this stuff. Will sexism and or racism be a factor in the upcoming election?
Like in the outcome?
I would say outcome and in the process. Will they be more than the elephant in the room that people know that are there but they're not going to talk about? Or are they going to become? Is it going to become more of an overt issue?
I think in terms of outcome it won't, because you've got people that won't vote for someone because he's black already wouldn't be voting for, you know, anyone on that side anyway. And then... I think that most people would be smart enough to say, well, I'm not going to not vote for someone just because there's a woman on the ticket if I want, you know, these people in power. So I don't really think that in terms of outcome it will do anything major. I think that in terms of the process, that you have a lot of these false calls of racism and sexism that are completely false or incredibly hypocritical. So, I don't think they're...
Oh, listen to Adam. Maybe Adam needs to run for some sort of elected position. He knows his stuff.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous, you know. During the whole last week, and I'm sure the Democrats are guilty of it too, but I don't pick up on it as well because I'm biased.
you are biased.
Yeah. You kept hearing people say they, like implying that Barack Obama is, you know, somehow behind all these, like, oh, but, you know, she has five kids. She shouldn't be running. And, like, he never said that. No one in his campaign said that. You know, the only people that have said that are people that are saying that other people are saying that. No one's actually saying that except for, like, random people. Like, so if Howard Stern says it, that doesn't mean anything, you know.
Yeah.
If people, like, and no real newscasters are saying it, they're just reporting on people saying it. No one's actually saying it that makes any real difference.
Molly, what do you mean? Let's jump into this conversation.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yes,
clearly has an opinion but does not want to talk about it.
Well, that is about the worst. She might be losing her title, her mantra as best. This is what I love about you. You are never scared to walk away. You're never scared to attack. You're never scared to take on a fight when the cause calls for it. So what are you thinking, Molly? Let's get right down to it.
It's okay. We're not recording you anyway.
No. This is just between you and me. I'm curious what you think. Nobody's going to dislike you for your opinions. I think everybody's opinion is valid. And, you know, people dislike Adam for other reasons. You don't need to worry about that.
Because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question, Molly. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that there is a liberal elite media out there that is whether it's intentional or unintentionally working against one party?
I do.
Oh, jeez.
This is really good radio. We should probably keep talking about this.
This was not going to be a good topic for me. I really have a hard time forming my opinions into words when it comes to this. I can think about it, but I can't actually phrase it with any sort of substance.
Why don't you chime in at any time,
okay. And
then we won't put you on the spot. Jared, what do you think about the concept of, A, either the liberal elite media or liberal media or sexism and racism in politics? Are they there? Will they be a factor?
Those are some pretty broad topics you threw off me, Shane. I think there is, as much as there is a liberal media elite, there's also a conservative media elite. And
can't we just agree there's a sensationalist media elite?
Yeah, I mean, overall, if you compare the news coverage in this country to you know, other Western countries, it's just ridiculous here.
Why do you hate America, Jared?
I don't. I hate the way that news is packaged and presented to be like it's a freaking game show or some sort of reality show where it should be, you know, unbiased presentation of what's actually happening.
So are you saying that reporters are lazy? That everything is...
I don't think it's reporters. I think there's probably directives from on high to make things snappy, make things poppy, get people to watch.
So everything has to be a big story.
Yeah.
There's nothing thoughtful
about
it.
And then they jump on stories much more quickly than they should before all the facts are in. I mean, it seems like we're in a state now where things get... out there, and then they have to be retracted, and oftentimes they're not retracted.
Or they're retracted in a very quiet way that people can't see that.
I think the biggest problem is that the news isn't really the news for generalities. People already have their minds made up, and they watch the news that agrees with them. So
this is true.
What's the point?
But also, these people who are doing the news, they already have their minds made up, and it's hard to cast that out, even if they try.
I think
no matter what side you're on, you're gonna give the news a little bit towards the way you believe.
I think it's sad that we seem to be at the end of the era of the unbiased reporter. Everyone has an opinion already. You can just tell. You can read it on their face or in the way they read the news.
I don't know. Are we really at the end? I mean, maybe it's been like this for forever anyway. I mean, I was reading something about how in whatever the 1804 election, there are a bunch of things about Thomas Jefferson's, you know, secret black babies that were coming out, and they did the exact same thing, accusing the media of creating it. So it's like that's more than 200 years ago, and it's the same thing. So
yeah. I can remember in 1832 when there was leaked news of iPods. I mean, that was
well. I don't know.
It's
about,
been going on forever, Shane.
It's, you know, you can't escape it. And I'll throw this out there. I don't know if you look at the main news anchors from the CBS's and the NBC's and the ABC's, if you can read it and how they deliver the news or what they say, where they stand. But I feel like you can get a little bit more of an impression depending upon where else you look, especially in the cable networks. Now, let's be fair. A lot of these people, you know, they are packaged as real news, but really it's commentary. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I think that the average person
All the primetime cable news shows, I think they're all packaged as commentary. I think that most people know.
You think people figure that out? Or do you think others, people that don't agree with that, just get angry and say, well, it should be packaged. It should be presented as straight news.
When it disagrees with them, then yes. Otherwise, you know, I think you've got conservatives watching Fox News and enjoying it and getting mad when someone on MSNBC says something that they don't agree with. And then the exact opposite when you have someone watching MSNBC and then getting mad at Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is a caricature, you know, of news. And, I mean, that's kind of what works. So, you know, I don't agree with it, but it works. So what's the big deal?
What is the big deal, Jared?
Bill O'Reilly, if we're going to talk about him, he's, you know, it's all about entertainment for them.
Yeah.
If you're getting any going there for actual real content, then forget it.
I mean, there's a perfect example this week of when he was saying how the Palin daughter pregnancy thing is a private family matter and we shouldn't really be discussing it in the media and all that stuff, and kind of, you know, shaking his finger at people that were bringing it up. Meanwhile, there's this great clip of him from last year where he's ranting about the pinheads that are the parents of Jamie Lynn Spears for allowing their kid to get pregnant. So it's this hypocrisy that's annoying more than anything else.
But isn't that everywhere? You can't just pin that on him.
Oh yeah, that's everywhere. The Daily Show demonstrated.
You're specifically pinning it on him right now.
Because he makes himself a perfect target for it by ranting about something, and then when he did the exact same thing a year ago.
Everybody does that.
Well, I don't remember anyone else saying that we shouldn't be talking about...
I've been saying that everywhere.
I haven't. I think that it's perfectly fine news to talk about her kid having a baby. So,
well, and I will tell you my opinion on that sort of thing. And I've said this to Molly. I've said this to many people. I think that you have to take the personal lives of any politician with a grain of salt, because...
Well, I don't think it should be affecting people's votes.
Because unfortunately it does, though. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Really? You think someone that was...
absolutely, positively.
Who's saying, I'm going to vote for John McCain because he picked Sarah Palin as vice president? Oh, wait, her 17-year-old daughter's having a baby, now I'm not. No. You're saying there's people that are going to do that?
I think people vote on the platform of character.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely, I
for do. The president, not yeah, for the vice president.
But I think that personal life.
Factor into this.
I think personal life.
No one votes for vice presidents.
No, I'm not talking about vice presidents. I'm just talking about the president. If you want to look at a Bill Clinton and what he did in the White House. If you want to look at George Bush and his questionable past with drug addiction and so on and so forth. I think that people blend those into the total picture, for better or for worse. Unfortunately, we all have that. We all have those issues. So if we were to run for these positions in office, you know, does that make us any worse or any better?
Sure.
I don't know.
And I'm not saying that people don't vote based on character. I agree that they vote based on character. I'm saying in this situation, you have not her character, you have her kid's character, and she's not even the presidential candidate. She's the vice president.
Well, I heard that she was the father of her daughter's baby.
The spin on that, though, from a negative Nelly would be that her daughter's character is a reflection of her upbringing.
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, anyway. I completely agree with you. I mean, I have relatives that have kids that had other children at a very young age.
Can you talk about the real issue here? And that is,
and it doesn't reflect on who they are.
The MySpace of the dad, or of the, you know, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
When that was up for 2 days, talking about how he was a redneck and you know, I don't.
You got to think that kid had no idea that in a month that, oh my God, look where I'm going to be. I'm going to be standing on the tarmac talking to John McCain.
Yeah. So I want to just bring up something. You talk about people voting on character, Shane.
Yes.
I think it's interesting how... you know, like specifically Barack Obama is attacked for being elitist and kind of being an intellectual and being, I guess above a lot of middle America in status. However, the assertion is that people want a president who's just like them, but they don't want a president who is has their problems and maybe has their questionable past. So, I mean, there's kind of a contradiction there.
It makes them real if they're 17-year-old daughters have babies, apparently, though.
I guess so. But it's like you need to be able to talk to the working class people. You need to be one of them, you know, do beers and shots in the bar with them. But you can't have any sort of skeletons in your closet, because heaven forbid you know how to deal with your own personal problems.
Sure.
It's just, I don't know.
Well, I think that that is kind of a double-edged sword in terms of how we as Americans relate to the people that lead us. You know, we all feel like we are important and equal, and we should be seen on that level. And I think that's a fair statement. But at the same time, I think politicians in general are completely different than us, than the average person. There is a desire to lead. There is a desire for power. There is a desire for attention that goes with all politicians. I mean, you are a different creature and you're a different animal. So I think that's a hard thing for a lot of Americans to kind of break down and understand that.
More Tom Cruise sound bites.
Go.
I don't understand why it's such a bad thing to want a president who is, in some sense, an elitist. Someone who is more intelligent, someone who is probably more capable of working in that sort of stressful position.
I think
I couldn't handle it. I want someone who couldn't.
I think the argument is, and Molly, you can back me up on this, is that there's a difference between being intelligent and understanding that, but then also working within the, you know, so-called elitist framework where they're getting the, you know, they're living on the gravy train, that sort of thing.
No, none of that's true. None of it.
That's what I think. I mean, I think that you sort of have to throw that out, because I think it's ridiculous, because I think that most politicians probably are involved in that world, and it's just a de facto existence for them. But
what else we
call
got?
Me crazy.
The A Block to talk about.
Look.
Okay, let's move on to the last of
thank you
bit of information. Oh, Molly, come on, perk up. Metro Buzz trivia update. Jared, you sent me an email about
I hate Metro.
Yeah, what?
It has nothing to do with Metro.
So we'll be recording our first trivia competition within the Metro Buzz super podcasting trivia throwdown.
Yeah.
In what, a week and a half?
Is that it's a week from Tuesday.
Did we go with my name suggestion of the motherfuckers?
I don't believe we get to suggest a team.
I think
name.
We have to go with the name of the scope.
Yeah, Tuesday, September 16th, I believe, is the date. And I think the show's going to be up the next day or something.
Wow. So we'll give more information on the website. And
what do we have to do? Am I not participating?
I don't think you're in town, are you?
I don't know. Probably not.
If you're in town, you can come. If not, it's going to be Jared and myself. We are taking on a another podcasting crew. They're from
the transmission.
From the transmission.
Unless we're not supposed to give that away. Sorry, MetroBuzz.
I bet they got their name as the motherfuckers in.
I bet they did.
They are a Lost podcast. They work out of Hawaii, actually. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works.
Yeah, they get all kinds of scoops on what's location shoots and stuff like that.
They're a real podcast. Do they know who they're going up against?
No, they have no idea. Okay. Nobody does.
How do we get in this group? I have no idea.
They're going to be really embarrassed.
We're fortunate that the folks at MetroBuzz have discovered us. And nobody else knows who we are.
I'm going to ask them. That's going to be one of the first questions I'm going to ask. How in the hell do you know who we are? Because we barely know who we are. I don't think my parents know that I actually do this.
I'm sorry, when is the taping again? Recording? Sorry, we don't use tape.
I use tape. I got the old Real to Real going here.
A week from Tuesday?
Can I call in?
I don't know.
But we're calling in through them, aren't we? I mean, it's going to be
we're
bizarre.
Doing it over Skype.
You know what?
So
if you need someone else, I'm not suggesting me, but I have a wig, so someone can dress up like Adam.
I've got Skype and a headset.
I think it's intended to be a two-on-two competition. But
I've got a mustache and a wig so that someone can dress up like Adam.
Can you bring a little bit of anger and spite in
you got
as well?
A yarmulke, too.
I do have a yarmulke.
And a dreidel.
Exactly.
Well, he can give
just
me
just bring
a
some kosher salt. We'll call it even.
So hopefully in 2 weeks, at our next show, we will be able to tell everyone that we dominated, and we'll be moving on to the next round of the Metro
Buzz.
All
Lost questions, watch.
Oh, that would kill me.
That would be unfair.
That would be unfair. So let's talk about what's coming up in the next couple segments of The Scope. We've got our critically acclaimed fall TV preview.
Critically acclaimed.
And just to prove that we're serious, as you can tell, Molly is here and she knows a lot about TV. She knows a lot about politics, but she doesn't like to talk about them. So
she read
okay.
Entertainment Weekly's fall movie or TV preview, I bet.
Did you, Molly?
No, I didn't read
TV Guide?
Yeah,
I read that.
I read TV Guides, although I'm angry with TV Guide because
well,
it's a
about,
show.
Tell us about in the B show. We also review the comeback album from the Bittersweet Symphony songmaker The Verb. Can they achieve relevance once again?
Rolling Stones, you mean?
And we get back to the usual shenanigans and tomfoolery you've all come to love and expect.
Yeah.
So everyone take a moment to compose yourself. Show 57. We'll be back right after this word from Tony.
You've got questions. Tony's got answers. It's time for Ask Tony.
Dear Tony,
Recently, I've become somewhat of a star in the world of parody and humor songs. My new album is attracting some great attention, and my last live performance was hailed as a breakthrough. Any suggestions to keep my career on track? Signed, Ready to Rock in Richfield.
Dear Reddy, as I've always said, there's nothing this world needs more than another Weird Al Yankovic. One is great, but two? That's something special. But you asked for career advice, and here it is. Why not can the comedy act and just sing Paula Abdul songs? I mean, those were songs for the ages, man, filled with passion and joy that could move mountains. My man, mountains, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, Paula, why won't you respond to my fan mail? Did you not see the statue I had handcrafted by Italian artisans? You remember, don't you, dear Paula? The milky marble captured your delicate features so perfectly. Where was I? I hope that helps, Ready to Rock. Good luck with Paula's music, and keep listening to The Scope. If you would like me, Tony Partington, to impose my advice on you and set you on a path to glory, send your tales of woe and misery to asktony@thescopeshow.com. I promise not to be too destructive, but let's face it, the truth hurts. And it hurts some of you more than others. Now, back to The Scope.
On cable TV.
Nah, I saw. Is that a cowbell, Jared? I'm not.
I believe it was a cowbell.
I'm not an expert in percussion, but it certainly sounded like a cowbell. This is the 2008 fall TV preview.
He wakes up and puts on his pants one pant leg at a time, too, you know.
Yep. Mm. Except
it's accompanied by cowbell.
Yep.
And gold plated underwear. Everyone demands that we inform the populace out there about what is going on in television. This is almost a spiritual event for everyone here.
So much so that you had not even remembered we needed to do it.
I totally forgot about it.
I reminded you.
Now,
yeah.
Shane, is this the episode where you heap accolades upon us and our crew? It just seems like you're kind of going for the platitudes here for some reason.
We need the credit.
Okay.
You know, I'm being beat down psychologically at home and I need something to bring me up.
I think you're trying to leverage our possible increased exposure by being part of the Metro Buzz Trivia Challenge.
Is that you think that's the case?
I think subconsciously that's where you're going.
We were the first to do a fall TV preview, I believe, in any media.
No one's ever done that before.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Trendsetters, Molly shaking her head. Yes, she knows what she's talking about. So this year, as we've done in past years, we're not going to go through every single show, although there aren't a lot of new shows this year. So I have taken the time to craft a bunch of talking points and questions.
Thank you, Writer's Strike.
And speaking of Writer's Strike, topic number one. Writer's Strike not only impacts the 2007 television season, but the 2008 season as well. Everyone, because of last year and the strike that occurred actually last season, last year's TV was cut short. This year we have the fewest amount of new shows in recent memory, only 14 major network debuts, and many of the shows coming back are just sophomore shows, and they're really almost being treated as new shows, like their premieres. Are the networks making a smart play, or do they risk losing buzz because there just isn't anything new to talk about, Molly?
What does that question even mean?
Yeah.
It means, is there as much hype as there needs to be for the fall television season really going into it? Are people talking about it as much, or do they not really care because most of the stuff that's coming back is just old shows anyway?
They don't really care, I feel like. And because all the previews for all the new shows, the few that they do have, no one's seen them because they all got late production and they're all being retooled because nothing's working. And so it's like, well, I'm excited about the ones that got cut short last year.
The 12-episode season last year that we'll be paying full price for on DVD, by the way.
I've only got a handful of other things to check out now. So.
I think the Olympics probably impact, because a lot of times you kind of see a lot of previews, you know, all through August and really, it was just the Olympics.
That's my topic number four, by the way. Did the heavy advertising of new shows on NBC during the Olympics influence you to be more excited about watching Knight Rider or some of these other great shows on NBC? So let's tie that in together as well. I mean, has there been as much advertising as well?
There was a lot during the Olympics, yeah. But besides that, I haven't seen much at all.
I really only watched kind of the late at night stuff.
Mary Carrillo stuff?
Yeah.
Your dream
girl?
Well,
no, the, like, you know, the stuff. Well,
I mean, hello, Adam.
Well, all the live okay. stuff that was kind of, you know, 11 p.m. And after. So I don't know if they weren't advertising as much. It just doesn't stick out in my mind. That it was there. I mean, I do remember all the Knight Rider ones, but I've kind of been writing those off since the TV movie from
Knight Riding those off
was terrible. Yeah.
They had a couple good Chuck and Office ones.
A lot of Chuck, a lot of My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a Knight Rider. Jared.
Yeah.
I guess it's really just been NBC then, or at least, you know, that was getting any.
Maybe that's the only thing we're watching. But Jared, are you excited about this season, or is it just a little bit underwhelming for you?
I have to admit that I didn't start paying attention to what I was going to try to watch this season until about a week ago. So, I think the answer is no, I'm not excited about it. And I think a lot of people just aren't either because the strike-shortened season of 07...
Sounds I like
a buzzword.
It was just like, do you remember what...
It hurt... that's okay. I didn't put a period at the end of the season sentence yet.
Dot, dot, dotted.
I feel like people just got out of the habit of watching television up through May, and maybe they found other things to do.
Now you don't care.
I don't think that's like everyone, but...
I would say it's similar to in 96 when the NHL went on strike. It was like really popular. Like it was like growing like to be like...
People were talking about it.
Yeah, like basketball.
The light up puck
level.
On TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, the
streaky
puck.
They went on strike for a year and a half and it's never recovered since. Whatever year that was. Maybe it was like 98. I don't know.
Normally you think, how do I make it through the summer? And now it's like, do I really have to start watching TV again?
I feel like
again?
It's changed us.
Yeah. We are changed. It's kind of like the 9/11 of...
wow.
I'm drawing
big,
a general...
Big.
Do we have to vote Republican now?
November,
be scared?
November 11th, never forget.
I'm voting for Brandon Tartikoff.
Nice.
Now, do we have another strike coming up? Have they got that all figured out, or am I crazy?
Well, there was the actor strike, wasn't it?
Is that still out there? Have they signed contracts, Molly? You know everything.
I don't know. I mean, there was two separate unions.
There were two unions.
Yeah, but there was another
threat
of another strike, Molly.
The SAG one, right? Because the director one got figured out over the summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there were two actors unions, weren't there, that were battling
They're still
out.
Grouchy, too.
And one was like, I hate you, and the other one was like, we hate you, too.
Well, one had settled already with them.
I think that's why the other one was mad.
The other one was pissed because then it screwed up their bargaining position.
Yeah. Yep.
So we don't know what's going on with that. So we could have another strike.
Animate it all. We don't need actors.
Everything done in the style of The Simpsons.
Like Sim 1. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
They just...
Hey, everybody. Here's a reoccurring theme that tends to come up in almost every Scope conversation.
Tom Cruise? Right.
Are there still no original ideas in Hollywood? Of the new shows premiering this season, 6 major network series and 1 cable series are all based on other shows or movies. That includes
in your opinion.
90210, Knight Rider, The X-List, Kath and Kim, Life on Mars, The 11th Hour, and Crash.
What's Kath and Kim?
You forgot one.
What's the one I forgot?
You forgot Little Britain. Everyone's
Little Britain.
Little Britain.
Is that a major network?
It's HBO.
Yeah, whatever.
What is Kath and Kim based upon?
Kath and Kim is, I believe, is an Australian show?
Australian.
It's an Australian show.
It's Australian.
Huh.
Is it okay to work from previously existing material, or should writers write and come up with more original ideas?
The Office is literally the only answer that you need here.
Yeah,
some of them are going to be shitty, but some of new shows are, you know, brand new idea shows are shitty too. So,
but is there words? They're so much fun. is there not enough original content coming from U.S. Writers and such? Or are they relying too much on foreign properties?
Is it lazy?
Look, we can do shitty game shows that they can all take, like Millionaire, and we can take their funny.
Actually, films. Millionaire was British.
Yeah, Millionaire.
Started
or
as British.
Or is it Shrewd?
Almost all the British. Almost all the game shows.
The British.
British.
Price is Right.
That is ours.
That's ours.
Booyah!
That's
USA.
I don't
Jeopardy.
Know, I think
never forget.
Yeah.
Classic Jeopardy. Concentration.
Never forget.
Funhouse.
I think it's less lazy and more about not wanting to take a risk. I mean, they're taking obviously popular shows from other countries and go, well, if this is a hit here, all we need to do is tweak it for an American audience, and oh, look, it'll be a hit again. More often than not, it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't translate.
But
there's some good shows on this list.
Well.
Yeah.
Life on Mars could be a great show.
I'm excited for Life on Mars.
Kath and Kim's got a great cast.
I want to see that.
Kath and Kim's on my list, too.
The 11th Hour. That's, I think it's a CBS show. Who cares about that?
But that one, you've got Fringe. So which year are you going
to
watch? 11th Hour or Fringe?
We'll get to that in a second, honey. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Quickly, I know that you watch this. We've talked about it, Molly. Speaking of no new original ideas, we both watch 90210. Let's do an instant Scope review of it. 2 hours. Go. It was a 2-hour program.
The best part.
Did you watch it, by the way, Adam? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
The best part of it was Mama Bluth. Because she wasn't full-on drunk, mean Mama Bluth, but she was drunk Mama Bluth, and I liked her.
All right.
Besides that, I like Gossip Girl much better.
As I told you, I was a big fan of the OC, which the OC was always compared to 90210. Mm-hmm. OC, I think, especially in the first season, had better characters. It was more interesting. It was edgier without being kind of slutty. So then you go back and you bring in 90210, which is going to then be compared to not only its original version, but Gossip Girls and the OC. And I think overall the characters are limp and probably more like the original 90210 characters, which isn't necessarily a good thing. And then the other aspect you have is you've got the original characters that come back who are relegated to...
It didn't fit at all.
Yeah, it's like we're going to shove them in here and they don't really have a place in this show. So they need to figure out quickly, is it going to be about the kids? Is it going to be about the original cast members? And if we're going to do both, we need a legitimate way of combining them together. Otherwise, it's just going to feel terrible.
Well, there was no originality in the show either. Everything was so predictable.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Hey, Adam, want to go get a beer?
Man stuff?
Here's the thing. I didn't watch 90210, the original version. I saw the first two episodes, and that was it. But, nostalgia. I love this stuff.
Syndicated television, but I didn't.
So let me ask you this, Molly, then we'll move on. Is the show going to change? Do you think the producers realize this is a problem, and that's we're just watching kind of the results of a pilot that actually just didn't stop filming until a couple of weeks ago, or is it this going to be the pattern of the show where it's going to be kids?
I think
original, separate, and what the hell are they doing together?
I bet you they wait to see how much drop off they have after the second.
Sure.
And I mean, it's the
once
CW,
they see that it's the drop off, they're gonna change. But I'm not gonna watch it again. I'm gonna watch Gossip Girl, and that's what I'll watch.
They'll get a whole season to figure it out. Yeah. CW never cancels anything.
Well, but the CW is writing on this show too.
Sure.
Just because they're in big trouble.
Oh yeah.
I was reading an article the other day that they've got one more year to figure it out, and they had asked Josh Shorts if he had felt the pressure that he had to bring them up, and they said no, that's 90210's job. So
let me ask you this, are they going to increase the exposure for the original characters and bring more of them in, or are they going to move more towards the kids? And
I think they'll move more towards the kids. I think they've got
I think that's a mistake,
person,
by the way,
and that's what they've got. They're moving more towards the kids when in it's just another one of their teenage shows that's like everything else and nothing original, and all they really need is Gossip Girl, and they get rid of all that crap.
I think if you're going to use the 90210 moniker and style, you need to have the original people in, and you have to push the kids off to the side a little bit. But
couldn't they
just
put everything in the peach pit, though? I mean, when that's all
they do have the peach pit,
but they could have every episode in the peach pit.
Yeah, it is a coffee shop, so they could. There's a reason to be there.
It's now a coffee shop.
It is a coffee shop.
It's not a little retro diner.
It is not a retro diner, but they do seem to have the peach pit after dark too, right?
Oh, do they?
They could get food there.
Yeah, you can eat there.
Order some stuff.
Okay. So we could have, hip young bands of the day could show up there.
And the guy Pop or whatever his name who ran the Peach Pit,
he's
there?
Still there,
yep. What is it, Nat?
Nat.
Yes. Yeah, he's still there.
Pop. Pop? Mr. Pop?
Pop's Racer was running the Peach Pit.
Topic number three. Have the X-Files returned, Molly?
What?
Spooky sci-fi shows are back. True Blood, Fringe, The 11th Hour, My Own Worst Enemy, and Dollhouse eventually. Now, this genre often struggles to find a large audience, or when they do, it takes time. So are any of these shows destined to make waves, or will they all be victims of early cancellation?
Are any of these shows really sci-fi shows? Because at least I don't think you can call True Blood a sci-fi show.
It's just
I said Fringe. Spooky. How about that?
Fringe isn't either one of those.
How about a genre show? Well, certainly Fringe is a.
Seen the pilot.
But the way they're advertising,
the media
is going out is that it's the next X-Files.
Okay.
So was it the next X-Files?
No,
it wasn't. Okay.
It was good.
So you're saying Fringe is going to break out. Fringe is going to be a show.
I don't know that it'll last.
I've got it set on
my DVR. It's J.J. Abrams, so I think that they'll give it at least a little bit. And I don't know if now is the time where you really want to talk about specific shows, but it had a really good Alias, but better feel to it.
And everyone knows that any show that stars Pacey from Dawson's Creek will be an instant success.
I was so excited.
Charlie from the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. That's how I know him.
Oh, what's his name? From Skull and Bones.
Jared, any of these shows interest you? You are sort of a sci-fi geek nerd. You like all these things. Will you be watching every one of these shows?
No. I think
Fringe
and then eventually Dollhouse are probably the only two that I'm going to watch.
You won't watch True Blood?
True Blood is getting amazing reviews right
now. That's not true.
That is James Vanderbeek in that, right?
All of the ones that I've... all of the things that I've read said people
all
put the five...
All the stuff you've chosen to
I think
to
you're paying far too much attention to the conservative right, liberal, or elite media on that.
They put the five episodes on and they couldn't even take bathroom breaks. They were so hooked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they were tied in.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe they had kidney stone blocking them.
Multiple reviews, and
well,
they liked it.
The multiple reviews I read do not agree with your multiple reviews.
Where did you read your review, Shane?
In my head.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Entertainment Weekly for one.
I read one on Entertainment Weekly that liked it a lot. Who did you read?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Alan Ball has a good track record, so I think that...
So let's go through the list. True Blood's going to last.
Scooter really liked it.
Well, you don't like
Scooter.
I
hate you.
Fringe will be successful. The 11th Hour will not be successful. Mm-hmm. My Own Worst Enemy, people will be hypnotized by Christian Slater's hair.
These are your opinions?
I'm telling you how it's going to be. And Dollhouse probably will not do that well. That's what I think.
I was told My Own Worst Enemy is going to be on the crap list, that it's just not
doing
well
at all. I have it on my crap list.
I just said they'll be hypnotized by his hair. I didn't say anything more than that.
Okay.
The perfect hair.
Which one is Dollhouse? Joss Whedon. When does that premiere?
It's not till
next... It's mid-season.
Yeah.
It's mid-season.
So we're all agreeing we will all watch Fringe.
I'll watch Fringe.
Yeah.
Will you laugh at any new shows this fall, guys?
Fringe.
The standard sitcom is still on life support. Gary and Mary, Do Not Disturb, I think are the only new multi-camera sitcoms. There are other funny shows, including Worst Week, Kath and Kim. Guys, has anything caught your attention?
X-List, too.
X-List, yes.
Gary Unmarried, I think, has no chance because everyone hates hates Jay Moore.
Mm-hmm. He could be one of the biggest douchebags in Hollywood.
Do Not Disturb. I don't know why anyone thinks that anyone likes Jerry O'Connell.
I like him on the Howard Stern Show. That's
my favorite place for him.
The commercial for that show just looks awful.
Remember the Carpoolers a couple years ago?
It was last year.
It seemed so terrible, it seemed like two years ago.
Yeah. Wait, here's the deal, though. I watched it, and I didn't mind it.
Did you also like Cavemen?
that was the best hour of TV ever.
Caveman, I think, was my pick to cancel
with
first.
Bill O'Reilly. Oh, was it?
Yeah. You didn't win.
I know I didn't win.
Because some show didn't even make it on the air.
Mine won.
Viva Laughlin.
I won 2 years in a row.
I think they need another show like Viva Laughlin just so I can watch.
You know, I didn't have that on my list, by the way. The first new show to be canceled.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah, I don't have anyone yet.
Speaking of Worst Week, that show is getting some decent buzz,
really?
Actually.
Which one is that?
That's the one that stars Red from that 70s
like
show.
Is it kind of like a Meet the Parents kind of one?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
When I saw the title, I assumed it was a game show.
Every time he has to try and he has a bad time, but he's trying to impress the parents. Yeah.
I'm curious about it, but at the same time, you have to kind of pick your battles.
We kind of skipped it, or maybe we did. Are you going to talk about Life on Mars?
Yeah.
Because I have a question about it.
That was back on topic number two. Yeah,
but
I'm excited for that one.
Did you watch the BBC version ever?
I've seen one or two episodes.
Okay, because when I described it to Mandy, instantly she was like, so it's Journeyman all over again? And while I wish it was, because that was my favorite show of last year. Does anyone have any insight on that show? Because I downloaded the pilot. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Like what it's about?
Yeah. Oh, I know it's about a guy who.
It's just he doesn't go forward in time.
He just gets stuck in the late early '70s, and he's trying to figure out. He knows why. He knows that he lived in future time, and he's trying to figure out why he is existing in this past time. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have a established life in. I think it's 73 when he gets transported back to. So, and Michael Imperioli is in it, and he looks like a crazy madman.
He looks like a giant nose, like he always looks. Like.
A giant nose with a lot of hair around it.
Nice.
Well, I've got that one on my list.
Me too, actually.
I'm also going to... Kath and Kim, is that one going to work? I'm going to try it.
Every preview for that looks hilarious.
Yeah.
I think you got to give it a shot.
I'm interested in that one.
I'm going to try it.
So let's talk topic number six, which is what we're into right now. What are you looking forward to, and what show do you just wish would go away? So maybe that's a great segue into what show is going to be canceled first. Let's go around the room. Jared, what's your most eagerly anticipated show?
Just new shows, right?
New shows.
New shows only? What about all the sophomore shows?
I'm probably going to say Fringe, just because, you know, it's a J.J. Abrams show, and I'm really curious to see what happens. So,
Adam, what's your what show? And it's got to be The Mentalist.
I do have something to say about The Mentalist. But, you know, just because of the advertising that they've been doing, like, for the last 4 months, they're really subtle American Vampire, blah, 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 things that they've been doing, like in Entertainment Weekly and stuff. I'm really excited for True Blood. Mm-hmm. Since I've already seen Fringe, I don't want to really include that. Really, True Blood and Kathleen Kim are the only other two ones that I'm really sure I want to see.
What is True Blood even on?
Tonight,
it's
tomorrow
on
HBO.
It's
on
HBO. Oh, it's HBO. HBO. Oh, that's why I don't care, because I don't have HBO.
You can, if you know.
No one's talked about
No, we've already gotten Caruso. In trouble with HBO in the past, and I don't want to tempt fate.
Caruso has no chance. Come on, let's
it's
be
a
realistic.
Friday show, though.
Oh, I'm kind of curious about that
I'm
one.
I'm a little
but,
bit curious, too. It's Friday, though. Friday shows have a little bit more chance because they're Friday shows.
Yeah.
Molly, your most eagerly anticipated show of the 2008 fall TV season.
I guess
please would, tell us.
I guess it would
what
be
show?
Probably Fringe and True Blood. But Little Britain, I'm so excited for Little Britain. You don't even know.
They're
I'm
not
so
just
excited.
Re-airing it. They're making
it's
new.
It's Little Britain USA, so it's being filmed specifically
when does
for
that start?
The U.S.
When like they call the, it Little
like
USA?
Like the 28th or something.
Well, maybe we'll have to give that a
When's
shot.
When's the last time that HBO, oh, I guess Entourage, I was going to say it had a sitcom, like a 30-minute comedy show. I thought it was Dream On, but I guess. I guess
they had Sex and the City and then Entourage.
It's not a comedy.
So. Well, that's how they played it.
I will also
select Fringe as a show that I'm looking forward to, but I'm also very curious about Life on Mars.
I am too, though.
So let's go around the room and pick the show you think is going to be canceled first. Adam, do you have any picks?
I don't know when the shows are on, so that'll make it difficult for me. I would like to say
okay,
that,
let's set the ground rules then. Should we do
how
it?
How many episodes?
So
ago?
It's number of episodes. No. Can okay. we all agree on that?
Number of episodes.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Number of episodes. So.
That means I won 2 years ago.
It's kind of a three-way tie for me. I would like to say Knight Rider, but just because of everything they have going on with it, they can't cancel it right away. The Mentalist, I think, is hilarious that they made Psych an unfunny version of Psych. If anyone watches the USA show, I already thought it was kind of boring. So it's kind of a toss-up between Do Not Disturb and Gary Unmarried, and I'll go with Do Not Disturb.
Molly, your selection?
Do you see what I was just writing there?
No.
Bastard? I was going to go with Do Not Disturb.
She's going Do Not Disturb. And Jared, your selection?
I really have no real opinion. I'm deciding right here in the
I
moment.
I like it. Me too.
And I'm kind of torn between a couple of NBC dramas, Knight Rider or Crusoe. And I kind of agree with what Adam says, that they've got too much into Knight Rider, that they're probably going to give it more of a chance.
I think Knight Rider is going to do well at the beginning. That's what I think.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Crusoe on NBC Fridays.
And just to be different, I will select Gary Unmarried. Although Fox does have a habit of canceling shows very quickly if they're not doing well. Mm-hmm. But who wants a three-way tie? That's what I say.
Who wants a three-way? That's the real question.
Check, please.
Hi-oh.
Yeah.
So let's recap. Jared is picking
Crusoe.
Yep. I am picking Gary Unmarried, and then Molly, the TV expert, and Adam, the Life expert, are picking the Fox show Do Not Disturb, premiering Wednesday, September 10th.
Like, I know there's more to it than what I'm going to make it out to be, but really, Caruso just seems like Lost without any of the sci-fi.
Without any of the fun stuff.
They've already went ahead with their 13 episodes, because it's a 13-episode miniseries is what they're calling it. So I'm thinking you're kind of screwed over there, Jared.
Whatever.
I think Jared's going to go home and cry. Wait, he's home and he's going to start crying right now.
Yeah, it'll make for good radio.
But
right into the mic, Jared.
Are we not talking about returning shows at all? Because I have a list of...
Okay,
kind of back to your first.
There's so little new stuff.
We've got 3 minutes for returning shows, Molly. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I'm super excited about Chuck. And they went ahead and gave it the full season, which they weren't going to, but I guess it's really hit its swing, and they're really happy for it. But I'm more excited
Some might say hit his stride, but...
Stride, whatever. Whatever, shade. Shade. Yeah.
That's my elitist attitude.
Why is
Molly
eating up all the time?
Yeah. We got 3 minutes, and she's taking up 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
No, I was going to say, I'm more excited for all the shows that are coming back mid-season. With the strike, they got canceled or held off, but then they're not coming back till mid-season. Fly the Conchords, last season. Damages, super excited for... All of those shows.
Look at you with your elitist attitude.
Here's
watching
my order
only cable shows.
And Battlestar Galactica.
From my top three from number three. How
Do
I
it.
Met Your Mother, Chuck, The Office.
Why is How I Met Your Mother so high on your list, Adam? I don't understand
it. It would be number two on my list, not number three.
Jess started watching it because she's kind of in love with...
What about
with
Always Sunny?
Jason... Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was doing network ones.
Okay.
Always Sunny is definitely number one.
Yeah.
She kind of fell in love with Marshall. What's his name? Jason.
I love Marshall. Jason Segel.
Yeah, Segel.
He's so amazing.
Jared, you were just telling me that the other day.
I was.
Yeah. And she watched all three seasons over a 1 week long period.
Is it just me, or is How I Met Your Mother one of the most uneven shows?
No.
I don't think it's as uneven as you.
I think it's great when we all talk at once.
Bad, boring.
Look how controversial I am.
You're wrong, Shane.
No, I'm right.
Wrong.
I'm right, and you know it.
I will say that of any show, it has the main cast member that I dislike the most of a cast that I like.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you're talking about Doogie Howser. God.
And what's his name? No, I like Doogie.
I love Doogie.
He's the worst guy in television as far as I'm concerned.
Robin doesn't have a lot to do now that she's not.
I know. I hope she's off the show.
I'm not serious.
I hope she's completely gone from the show.
I was going
to
cry.
I
like the Robin Sparkles part.
I have one important thing to bring up. A lot of people credit Harold and Kumar with Doogie Howser's return to television.
That's not true. I was watching the movie that was.
Yes, Undercover Brother is the reason that he's back.
It's a terrible movie, by the way.
It's pretty bad.
I like him.
Saw it in the theater. It's terrible.
How I Met Your Mother. Chuck.
Why do white people like mayonnaise, Jared? Tell me that.
Because it's creamy and delicious.
Okay, Jared, what show or shows are you looking forward to? You like creamy and delicious.
There's a couple shows that I, in normal circumstances, probably would not have gotten another shot. And I'm going to say it's Pushing Daisies on ABC. And
what's a normal circumstance?
Well, I just think if they had not had a strike-shortened production season and they didn't have to have all these slots to fill and no programming I think that Pushing Daisies and My Other Show Life probably would not have been coming.
Well, for what it's worth, Pushing Daisies was winning its time slot the last 3 weeks it was on last season. So,
and they said,
"Oh, Jared, you have really been faced today."
They really hit their stride with that one too. That one's supposed to be really good. Yep. I wish they would have canceled Life and kept Journeyman.
Me too.
Does anyone care about what I think?
No.
Yes.
C Block.
Quick, let's get to the scope. Sounds of the day.
No, but I have one more topic I want to bring up, Shane. I don't care.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to The Office, as is everyone. And I don't know why you didn't say Lost, Jared. I'm looking forward to Lost.
Because Lost doesn't come until our spring preview, Shane.
I'm always excited about Lost.
But Shane, that's 2009.
Oh, I got a spring preview.
Yeah, I'm thinking
we
just
should,
the fall.
Because I've got at least 5 starting in the spring. Well, maybe Lost
doesn't start till then?
Yeah, until February.
We'll talk about it in January.
I've got 5 or 6.
What about Heroes? We didn't talk about Heroes?
It's a make or break season for Heroes, isn't it, Jared?
Yeah,
last season was terrible, was it not?
It was bad.
Tell me what I should do, because I did not watch a single episode from last season.
I don't think you missed anything.
There's like 9 episodes. Should I watch them really quickly this next week?
If you can watch them at twice the speed, then yes.
You'll be disappointed, but I think you need to watch them.
I feel like I need to if I'm going to watch season 3.
They say it's coming back in style.
Don't waste your time. Time waster. You give it up, and
it's over
with. I like doing
what Molly says not to do, so I will watch.
All right. So, Jared, you've got the final topic of the day. Let's do it.
The springboard's right off of what Molly was saying. Give it up. Be done. Are there any shows that you're not going to watch this year? Not necessarily shows that were canceled last season, but shows that had a full run that you just said, I'm done with it.
The only show that I really gave up on, I gave up on like 3 shows last season. Mm-hmm. I gave up on Ugly Betty, and I gave up on Prison Break, and I didn't watch full seasons last year. But those shows I will not be watching again this year.
Watch Ugly Betty, but oh, did it go downhill last year?
Yeah,
oh.
It had a nice little spark in the first season, then after that it was terrible. Adam, what say you?
I am the same way with you with Prison Break last year. I stopped watching it halfway through, and that's going to keep up. You know what? This was the first year where I did not watch Big Brother. I didn't watch the January one. I did not watch it over the summer, and I know that's kind of off, not really what Jared was going for, but that's really the only one, and I will continue to not watch it. I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
He's over.
Yeah.
And Molly?
I'm giving up.
Wrap it up.
Dancing with the
Stars. I haven't said anything yet.
Oh, Jared hasn't. That's right. We're going to let you wrap it up, Jared.
All right.
Dancing with the Stars, and I gave it up 2 years ago, but I still hate it.
Guess what? Dancing with the Stars, one of the new dancers, is the hottest chick ever.
Who's that?
From So You Think You Can Dance is coming in on the show. So this show is going to be full of some of the hottest chicks ever. I am watching it with my pants off. Thank you.
That is my fullest time slot. What the F are they doing at Monday at 7 o'clock?
Well,
I hear you.
Something's going to fall at that point, because not
all
of those shows.
Good. I love
No, I'm just saying that somebody will blink, someone will flinch, they'll move it around.
They better.
Jared,
yes.
This is your...
I was in the middle of saying, and you cut me off, that I hate Grey's Anatomy.
Oh. Mm. I was carrying her, and you guys got to go there and fight.
I wish everyone would just quit it. It went to the crapper, and everyone should quit that.
So you're saying you're not going to watch it?
Oh, I quit last year.
Okay. Oh, I stopped watching Desperate Housewives last year, too, by the way.
Oh, why did you keep going that long?
Jared, go ahead.
I took your advice. I finally dropped My Name is Earl, because it was just, there was nothing going on there. Mm-hmm. It was not interesting at all. Mm. Finally, I cut the cord with Smallville. Canceled my season pass. Oh. It's done. I'm not watching it.
Not me. I gotta keep with it now. Did you watch the end of last season?
I half watched it. Like, I was, the whole second half of that season was me doing other things.
Let me ask you if you saw the episode where what's his name came back, his friend, the black kid.
Yes,
Cyborg.
No, the other black kid,
Barack Obama, youngster.
Cyborg Harpies.
Yes, exactly.
What mammary cannons? What?
Yes,
and I also quit Top Model.
Oh
yeah.
And I think, even though I have the season premiere on my TiVo, I think Prison Break is getting the boot.
Give it the boot.
Are you giving the scope and your friendship with me the boot as well this season? You've had enough?
I'm going to keep the season pass, but we'll see how much I enjoy it.
You'll be doing other things.
I will. I might be ironing shirts or scrubbing floors while that happens.
Mm. Just like my wife. Okay, Molly.
Yeah.
Are you done talking or can we move on to the next part of the show?
Let's move on.
Jared, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Doing the 2008 fall TV preview. We'll see how everybody's picks pans out in the upcoming weeks. So let's move on with the rest of the show. We'll be back with more talk, but first, Scope Sounds.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Yeah, we got another song from the PodSafe Music Network. This is Edison Glass with Children's in the Street. Keep it locked right here on WSCP. Yeah. There's more to... Whatever. I'm just going to talk over it now. Bye.
To feed this world. Our eyes and choke on opulence. Climb the hill of suffering, walk the road of change. We can, we can. Climb the hill of suffering, walk the road of change. We can, we can. Close your eyes.
Help! Please! They've locked me in a box!
Under the scope.
I was trying out some stutter edits. It didn't work.
I like it. So, Jared, have you gone to Wikipedia to find out the presidential age? We're having a debate off mic. We're not
35.
Quite sure. It's 35 years old. Molly, how old did you think it would be to be president?
I thought it was 40.
40? What the hell?
Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution.
Wow.
You can find information more at www.usconstitution.net/consquick.html.
Well, I'm glad I spent all that time looking it up. Thanks,
very
Adam.
Nice.
You spoil it.
Yeah. Guess what, everybody?
Spoiler alert. Constitution.
It's the first segment of Under the Scope. It's news. It's always been the first segment. It will always be the first segment.
Still question this.
Neck levies. Go.
By the way, we're going to go pretty quickly on news here. And
uh-oh.
There is some RNC stuff, but don't freak out.
It's interesting because that's
cut
not.
It out?
No,
the
there's already
well,
not
did you say you were at the Republican caucus with Norm Coleman? Is that what you were saying?
No, precincts.
You know what? I like to keep my political beliefs under
wraps.
Well,
you're doing a terrible job of it so far. So a few things to talk about.
One second. Let me interrupt you because I'm just curious about this.
She loves cupcakes.
I do like cupcakes.
She does. I once saw Molly eat 4 cupcakes in about 40 seconds. It was
that true, Molly?
When did I do that?
She's going to make noise.
Is it going to make noise?
I did get 2 pieces of cake from Cafe Latte last night.
She loves to laugh.
Do you love to laugh, Molly?
Yes.
Molly, you know, have you ever talked politics with Adam?
She is extraordinary.
You don't have to say what you talk
she's
about.
She's like you. That she's got the spirit.
We use the word
politics for something else that we talk about. So
is that anal sex or what?
We don't like to mix mixed company.
So you know that you guys aren't going to get along with that. And so you just say, you know what? Our friendship shouldn't be about that, and you don't talk about it.
You know, yes. I think that it's a very serious subject.
It's very serious.
It's very serious. In fact, I only have 2 friends who
period
have
or
similar
oh.
who have similar beliefs, and so I just don't talk politics in general because I feel like it gets me in trouble.
There's some fun.
Nice
one,
Jared.
It puts hostilities between
her
people,
friends,
and I'd rather not.
Her friends make her feel bad because
she
can't have her own opinions, wrong or right as they may be.
Do you think
we don't make you feel bad here
on the Scope, Molly?
No, we're not. But it makes her feel bad to talk about it because of past experiences.
No, I'm not talking about anything.
I feel really awful.
I'm just talking about why your friends are so mean to you.
I made the news short on purpose, trying to keep us at a certain time. And here you go.
Mean when it comes to politics. I hate mean people. I'd rather stay out of it altogether. I hate politics.
What was that, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, no.
I wish people weren't so mean. How about that?
Well, you've come to the wrong table, sister. Okay, Adam, you can finally start talking.
I'll wait.
You know, went overboard and all.
Tom Cruise has really got a lot to say today.
Is this fat, bald Tom Cruise?
No. This is sexy Cruise.
This is trapped in a box.
I have just a couple things to say. And I agree with Molly that we should all be nicer. So, those fucking faggot Republicans.
Wow.
Fuck you, Adam. Fuck you.
All right. So, just a couple things. The green background, I think everyone remembers the green background months ago, and they did it again. And I don't know if everyone...
Can you tell the story, or are you just going to say green background and assume everybody knows?
Green background.
I'm going to throw a pencil at you.
Did they do that specifically?
This has nothing to do with politics.
It was an accident. Did you watch The Daily Show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know. Explain
the situation,
They
Adam.
Continue... Really? Because everyone that wants to know knows already.
John McCain was giving a speech... accidentally, he was put in front of a green screen in which the Colbert Report did.
No, that wasn't an accident. That was done on purpose.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. That the first time in June. And now they did it again, this time accidentally.
That was accidentally.
Because it was a lawn, but it wound up looking like a green screen.
Okay.
I was off put by people saying drill, baby, drill with no conscience of environmental impact at all and cheering it. That was weird. That's kind of it. Also, I would like to say that my ex-girlfriend...
This isn't news. This is just your opinion. Get on to the news.
Have you ever watched... Listen
wow,
to the show?
Love this angry
no,
Molly.
I don't think
I
so.
This is Adam's
cut, cut,
to
cut it off!
Wow. All right. I need my limiter.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
Put that on the shopping list. I'm going to be like this.
I have an ex-girlfriend...
Tranquilizer darts.
I have an ex-girlfriend that who Twittered, if anyone talks about politics for the rest of the year, I'm going to detweet you. Which I don't think is a real term, but I followed that up with a twit.
By the way, Molly, just to get back at Adam, at some point in time, I'm going to force him to talk about all of his ex-girlfriends on the air and make him extremely uncomfortable. So
good luck.
The one?
Good luck.
All right. So there's an Apple event.
I can tell you all about them.
Ooh, okay, good. We'll have you. Adam, yeah. Adam's out of town.
There's an Apple event this week, so yeah. We're done with the politics stuff.
We're done. That was a great news story, by the way.
Yeah, there was no news in that whatsoever. Well, way to be a good reporter, Adam.
Get on that mic.
Way to get the
hey
the,
Molly, you're welcome for not making
done.
It a much longer news section like I could have, and in the first block making Shane move on to the next thing when you didn't want to keep talking about it. So I'm glad that was appreciated by you.
Wow.
So in the there's rumors for a new version of iTunes, including a feature called Genius, which makes songs from your library, kind of makes playlists on what it thinks are good songs to go together. I don't
like
really
your own personal mixtape is like, what it will do.
I don't understand how it's going to work.
So it's like Pandora in your iTunes.
Yeah, maybe it is a Pandora type of thing.
There's a new grid view for viewing artists and albums.
What is how have you seen a picture of that?
I have not yet.
Imagine. Albums in a grid.
So you're saying they're lined up
I'm
horizontally and vertically.
Both dimensions, Shane. Both. It's powerful stuff.
This grid thing, I've got to check into it.
There's a new visualization.
Picture graph paper, Shane.
There's a new visualization.
And in each square, there's an album.
There's a new visualization, just like in 1996 when we had all those cool Winamp ones.
Does anyone use that anymore?
No, that's why I think it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Unless you're on acid, in which case, great. And there's support for new iPods, specifically a brand new Nano, which is rumored to also come out.
And a slightly thicker
classic, right?
Touch.
Oh, Touch. Yeah.
Jared,
go ahead.
Someone last night when we were out was showing us their iPhone and some of the nifty apps on there, and I'm like totally jonesing for something like that now.
Just this past week, I got to play with the developer's iPhone at work because I'm doing some design for the iPhone, and I have to say that overall I'm pretty impressed with it.
How about you come to my apartment with your iPhone and then you can't talk?
Was that what happens? You're like apartment?
My roommate cannot talk on her iPhone anywhere near the building.
Really?
Mm-mm. She gets bad service everywhere.
I've heard a lot of problems with that. A lot of people talking about that. I just want to call
AT&T. We live in a major city. We don't live out in the country or on a farm or something. We live in a major city.
You're not driving in from the cornfields of Northfield.
You should expect to have service. They advertise
for
it.
I agree with you.
What the fuck?
Do you have an iPod, Molly?
Yes, I do.
What kind?
Generation 5 Classic.
I have a good one. When they first came out with the iPod video.
Gotcha.
I had an iPod that was stolen, and so the office bought me that one.
Oh, it was stolen from the office?
It was stolen while I was out drinking with the office.
Do you
okay?
Let me. Without
but it was stolen from the office.
In
that
the
was,
office,
right? That was it. Was from the office.
Was
that
it Dwight?
Was
did Dwight do it?
Was it in your purse?
No, apparently
it
not.
It was in my purse.
Do you? Is there? Let me just say this. Ask this question. Any idea who did it? If you were a betting woman, would you have? Could you put a couple names out there?
Next story.
No,
next
really,
story.
Really, we were at a bar. It was in my purse.
At a bar.
But it
at
was
at a work event.
At a work event. It was and we had all of the guys from it was back when we still had big New York guys and all of the guys from New York were in and that's who was out at the bar.
Promising
and I was
Molly
there.
Jobs in New York.
Oh yeah.
Certain kinds of jobs. So do you think it was work person or a stranger?
We were on the dance floor.
Oh, very nice. Shaking your booty. Adam, what's next?
Google released their very own web browser.
Yeah.
Jared, you've looked at it.
I played with it.
Adam, you've played with it?
Yep.
Your opinions?
Jared even replied to one of my tweets about it.
Yeah.
A tweet.
I think it's neat.
I don't really know, you know, until...
That's lazy reporting, by the way.
It could replace Firefox for me if they had an ad blocker, which I don't know if Google would ever really be okay with there being
probably
an ad blocker.
Probably not.
Yeah, on their browser.
I'm guessing not, but...
I was reading that they send about $25 million annually to Mozilla from... you know, just the little search thing being in, just the amount of search results that are pulled up from that. The value of that's about $25 million. So it's kind of crazy. And they just re-signed. So it's not like they're really trying to compete. So we'll see where that goes. Also, we've got the first reviews of Spore, the game I'm really excited about. The new Will Wright, creator of The Sims and SimCity and SimEarth and SimGod.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The overall reviews have not been as out of this world as what people were hoping. Is that true? Can you confirm that?
Yes. So
I think the expectations are pretty damn high. He's been talking about it for the last decade.
GameSpot gave it an 8 out of 10. 1UP gave it a B+. IGN 8.8. So they're all in that range.
Zero.
I bought it. It's done pre-downloading, and it goes live tomorrow, so we'll see how it is. And lastly, the Dark City Director's Cut is finally available. I don't know if either one of you or Molly are fans of Dark City.
Yeah.
I didn't get it as much.
Okay. For what it's worth.
I love Roger Ebert, but I don't.
I'd never even thought about this, but if you watch that movie without the very beginning, the narration by Kiefer Sutherland's character explaining the plot, I think it becomes a much different movie, and that's one of the main things that's different in the director's cut.
There is no narration, so it's like a
Blade Runner situation.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you think about that narration, if you guys remember it, he's kind of explaining the whole city and everything. Like, you wouldn't know that until about halfway through. What, you know, I don't want to spoil it in case anyone hasn't seen it, but you wouldn't really know why some of those things are going on if that hasn't that wasn't in there.
The lead in that movie, starring in the 11th Hour on CBS.
Yes, Rufus Sewell.
I like him.
He's an odd duck.
I like
him. Glib.
And he's glib.
I like him.
What else do you like?
Him.
Tom Cruise, what else does she like?
I don't know.
Cupcakes.
Damn it.
I like cupcakes.
I don't have anything, you know.
Where are my cupcakes?
She loves cupcakes.
She does. She loves them. Is that it, Adam?
0.0.
And now we move on to reviews.
No, you can't read that stuff.
Jared's doing his own show. We are going to be reviewing one of Adam's favorite albums of the year. Adam, tell us all about it. All
right. I'm so fucking mad at you assholes for making you listen to this album, by the way.
I said the best thing is read a book and find out for yourself.
I would agree. I would have had a much better time reading a book. The first album of new material from the reunited Verve is 11 years, shows the group struggling to regain their mojo.
This is an example of reporting that's biased already, by the way.
Wait, did he like them from the start, though?
I don't know.
Did you like the Verve before you heard this album?
No.
Okay, yes, it is biased reporting from the start.
Instead of moving forward with a bold new sound, they seem... Oh, by the way, I completely stole this from a website.
so it's someone else's bias reporting.
They seem lost and confused, eventually reverting to space rock jams of their early years, which may be their comfort zone, but was the world really waiting for guitarist Nick McCabe to lead the group backwards through a shitstorm of... Wow, this is a really interesting
review.
I
read this review.
Here's a clip of the poppiest song on the album. This is a great segue, by the way. Love is Noise.
I thought it was a really old song.
It sounds they have that really, New Order guitar kicking in there.
It sounds old to me.
Yeah.
Those hoping for Richard Ashcroft and crew to pick up where they left off with Urban Hymns are in for a huge letdown. Composing well-structured songs with meaningful verses and memorable chorus takes some creativity and ingenuity. Clearly, they weren't willing to invest much of either in Earth's and Forth's epic Wankscapes. Wow. This is clearly a British review.
Wankers.
It's good that Adam gets very intimate with his text. He knows exactly what's
which
coming.
Come littered with bits.
Any reviews from Cameroon you want to share with us?
Finally, here's the most bittersweet symphony sounding track on the album, Rather Be.
There's no need for introductions. No dark corridors of fame. You won't find your fortune. You might find some pain.
Looks like our new cat, Adam.
You got a new cat?
Mm-hmm.
Look how you come out of the clip with that. It's like you.
What looks like my new cat? That's the question you have to ask.
You've now joined the scope already in progress.
Yeah, that's it.
So tell us what you think, Adam. I didn't quite get a feel in the review text that you concocted.
So here's my great job reviewing that.
Don't pick at that, Molly.
I got...
It's a sticker.
I got back
from
Mankato and downloaded it whatever it was last night.
You went to the store and purchased it, yes.
No, I bought it from iTunes.
He bought it from iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Amazon MP3.
Amazon MP3. Other
MP3.
And immediately was bored out of my mind. I listened to it twice. I don't know if you guys noticed this. The shortest song on the album is 4.5 minutes long. There's 10 tracks on the album. 6 of them are over 6.5 minutes.
Like, yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, I was so like.
Me listen to you a long time.
A boring song that lasts that long is really unbearable.
It's a very long, boring song. That's what it is.
A couple things I did notice. I do kind of like that one song. The Noise is Love.
Love is Noise.
Love is Noise. Yeah, that one's okay.
Here's the problem with that song. That little. That sample that they use, that wow, it's terrible.
Yes.
If you get rid of that in the song or have something else, it'd probably be a much better song.
It reminds me of another song.
Better than Ezra? Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
I don't know. All I know is it reminds me of another song.
So there was some weird Tom Petty-ish sounding. Like his voice almost goes like Tom Petty.
Dylan sometimes in there a little bit.
I heard Dylan.
That's what I heard.
But I mean, I just. I mean, I know I was just goofing around with the review, but it was honestly
all in good fun. Shitstorm. One of the wank fest.
One of the worst albums I've had to listen to.
Worse than Girlfriend, the TV show. No, the answer is no.
Worse than 2.5 Men.
2.5 Men has kind of hilarious sometimes. So
what is kind of hilarious? Jared, bring us back to earth with your review on The Verve. Fourth.
I agree with most of what Adam said.
That's a shocker.
For me, it was too mellow. Even the intense moments were mellow. The production's really boring. Songs are too long. There's a song called Numbness, and there's a line called Numbness on the Brain, which is exactly how I felt when listening to this album.
Nice.
Not a fan. Didn't like it. You know what? And if I look back, I didn't like the Urban Hymns very much either. I liked their hit single that they made no money from because they stole the music. But the rest of the album, I was kind of like, eh. So
I was really surprised reading like some Amazon reviews of this. Some people love The Verve, like, and were convinced they were going to be like the biggest band in the world until they broke up.
They were, I think they were actually on target. I mean, they were following up with kind of a post-generational Oasis type of band. I mean, they were in that.
What did
they
sing in that room? Bittersweet. Exactly. Symphony.
The Drugs Don't Work. That's their other. That was their other hit.
It doesn't matter. Do you remember that one? I don't.
I do. Yes. No. I do remember it.
They're not big. They've got one song.
So I like The Verve.
Which
back
is the name
then.
Of their song.
I didn't love it that much. Yeah, but I mean, it's a great song, but you know, half of it isn't theirs. Right. Jared, I'm taking over for you. Are you done talking?
Yeah, that's why I play this.
There, The Drugs Don't Work while we're going. Yes, but you know, I agree with Adam and Jared as well. The album has far too many songs that are far too long. Very limited structural. Integrity, really. I mean, it's just they're sort of meander. They do a lot of meandering, and that's no fun. When I first picked this album, because it really wasn't a lot that came out for the reviews, I am Jared, and
Young
I said, you
Jeezy
know,
Jeezy not good enough for you?
No way.
But I would have rather listened to Young Jeezy.
Yeah, I was listening to the samples on iTunes, and I am Jared, and I said, you know, Jared, I said this could be a horrible album. That's what I said to him. But you know, then I went back and I listened to it, and I gave it more of probably a fairer shake than I would with some other bands, because I really liked The Verve back when they were hitting, and I was intrigued enough to go back and give it a second and third listen, and it just was like, ugh, it really was ponderous.
Yeah, there's not anything that's any poppiness at all. Nothing that's interesting.
I mean, there were a couple songs I liked. You know, Love Is Noise, and I like Valium Skies a little bit, but beyond that, this would probably be just tossed right out of the old iTunes library, with the exception of a track or two, and that's no good. Richard Ashcroft, the lead singer, did a couple of solo albums after The Verve broke up and didn't really do much, and it kind of feels like this is more of a continuation of that than what they were before. But what do I know? I'm not a super Verve fan. I may be totally crazy, but I'm not too crazy to give it a store, or a score. Jared?
Scope score is 1 star.
1 star. That's not a good score, by the way.
When you told me you were doing The Verve, I thought you said Verve, and I was excited. But then when you said The Verve, I was like,
she wasn't excited.
I thought it was The Verve Pipe.
We were only freshmen, and we are only going to do the C block now, which is coming soon.
Yeah. There, I'm playing with iTunes.
I'm
tuned out.
He's gone. He's got his own show. Maybe we need to get Tom Cruise to run the soundboard.
There's a little Verve Pipe to accompany the coming soon segment.
versions of this song, by the way.
Yes.
Depending on the radio station in the Twin Cities you listen to, you got to hear both.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
It's all in the chorus is different, and this part is different right here as well.
One's rockier.
One goes a little bit more
Creed-ish. Oh, great.
How he sings the chorus.
What was the album version? That's the only one I ever listened to.
That's the one we're hearing now.
Excellent. Music.
Welcome to 1994, 5, whatever it is.
Molly
six,
was
1996.
Molly was 14.
6. I was a freshman in high school.
Wow, this song spoke to you.
It did.
Did you kill your boyfriend because of it? Because I think that's what the song's about.
I did.
She did. Murder on the Scope. Adam, right. What's coming up in the
coming
next 2 weeks?
Soon. Music. We've got...
Did you just boobify that mic? Is that what happened?
I was shushing it.
Oh, she shushed her mic.
New Kids on the Block have their new album for no real reason.
Jared will be getting
out.
That one for sure. He did see them in concert.
It's Christmas time.
Did you go see them
the
at the mall?
Yeah, I did.
No, not
How
you.
Molly.
Oh, Molly. We're talking about Molly.
They weren't very good at the mall. To be honest,
If you had listened to last week's episode, you would have known that, Molly. But so we don't get to talk about that anymore.
Do you know that there? Do you know Phoebe at work?
No.
Phoebe,
a girl at work.
There's only three of them, Shane.
When she emailed me the video for one of their recent songs that came out.
Yeah.
She came up and was able to, out of the top of her head, give all the birth dates for all the band members.
Wow.
She loves them.
Gym Class Heroes have their, I guess, their sophomore album. Ray LaMontagne has his album.
Was that French?
How is it pronounced?
La Montoya.
It's not how I read it. This is America. What did you ask, Jared?
I didn't ask anything.
Oh, okay. Can you ask a question now to get us off this?
Sure.
LL Cool J.
Will we get this segment done while the song's over?
Okay.
Probably not.
Time it out.
LL Cool J has an album coming out.
We've got 2 minutes.
Cool James, I don't know really why.
Okay. The guitar distortion, by the way, Jared, is part of the version of the freshman.
Excellent. Thank you for that trivia.
Okay.
That'll be useful next week during our trivia
when we take out Metro Buzz.
September 16th, Metallica's new album comes out. The one that they don't really care anymore if people download their music, apparently. James? Really?
James.
Wow.
Wow.
Nelly has a new album. I think I know what we're doing next show. And the Pussycat Dolls. Doll Domination.
I call them PCD.
Oh, that's going to be a great album.
I know. That's what we're reviewing for next episode.
I'm so excited.
I would like to point out that
she's shaking her head. Yes, she is excited.
In the movie section, you have almost full paragraphs dedicated to two movies. So I want to talk about that. But
I just
12th,
cut and paste, Adam, okay. Like you, you know.
September 12th, Burn After Reading, the new Coen Brothers movie.
I want to see it.
I've heard bad reviews, but I'm excited.
We'll see. I'm never really a fan of any Coen Brothers movie, so we'll see. And Righteous Kill, the terribly named Robert De Niro Al Pacino movie. September 19th, we've got Lakeview Terrace, the weird Sam Jackson stalker movie that no one is going to care about.
But it's got Patrick Wilson, and he's beautiful.
All right. My Best Friend's Girl, which is one that you have a full paragraph dedicated to, in which Dane Cook stars as Tank.
Okay.
who makes a living as an uncouth womanizer.
That'd be Couth, by the way.
Is this another Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
I don't know.
Dane Cook's in it.
Looks like another Good Luck Chuck. Looks crap.
Remember when Kate Hudson was in Something Not Awful? Did that ever
happen? Take requests for the next song.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. Remember when Kate Hudson was in Almost Famous?
When she was actually picking solid roles?
Yeah. Instead of doing this exact same movie the last 9 times? Igor, which I haven't heard of, but John Cusack stars as...
That's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
Baby movies.
Animated
and
film.
Then Ghost Town, the Ricky Gervais, Greg Kinnear, Tia Leone with her husband.
Her
not
sex-addicted
yes.
husband.
Looks like a terrible,
Porn
terrible
addicted
movie.
Husband.
Yeah, you call it what you will, honey.
Why exactly is Greg Kinnear trying to get
yeah,
his...
let's keep the 90s going right here with Third Eye Blind, Cinema Chime Live.
Hey, did you guys hear...
Give it back to here at the WSCP.
Benfold 5 is reuniting.
Reuniting?
Yeah.
That
really?
Is
really
big news.
Ben Folds is coming in concert in October.
I already saw him.
Will the 5 be there?
I don't know. Maybe.
Adam and I saw him in April.
Yeah. In St. Peter, Minnesota.
In St. Peter, Minnesota.
He's got a new album coming out.
You're not going to Rock Band
weeks.
This weekend? Romantica's playing there. I don't know.
Oh, they played on Friday.
What are you coming over you? Keep on smiling what we go through.
I think it'll be the new bit going forward. Just have our little radio station going out in the background.
But Dosh is playing tonight.
We'll pay royalties, right? Hey, what else is coming up? This is show is degrading into...
DVD, we've got Baby Mama. I never saw that.
Baby Mama!
The Big Lebowski 10th Anniversary Edition. I would like to mention that there was a week where I got stuck in Louisville, overnight, and there was a huge convention of people gathering to drink White Russians and bowl. And it was
like the Big Lebowski.
It's called like Lebowski Fest.
And you were there.
About the movie. And I everyone was like, "You here for Lebowski Fest?" And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And that's all it is. They make reference to the movie, they bowl, and they drink White Russians.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I wasn't particularly a big fan of the movie when it came out.
I don't think it's that good either.
And I like it. Maybe I need to see it and see what I'm missing. Jared, do you own that?
Yes.
It's an anti-plot.
Anti-plot.
Grey's Anatomy Season 4 and the most important, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 3 DVD.
Best season ever.
And their DVDs are always very good, chock full of extras.
And what about in video games? More DVD?
I don't think of DVDs.
Oh, Jared's playing desk drums now.
September 16th, Chuck Season 1, Speed Racer, and Torchwood Season 2. That's Speed Racer the movie, I suppose.
It is.
Yeah, baby.
And finally, video games. Week of September 7th. I'm trying to
jazz it up a little bit.
We've got NHL 09 and NHL 2K9. To confuse everyone, I guess.
Face competition.
We've got Spore Creatures, which is the DS version, and then Spore for the PC.
All right.
And then finally for September 14th, Rock Band 2.
I will have that.
And Star Wars Force Unleashed. Only for the 360 and the PS3?
I don't know for sure. That's just the information I have.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter, though.
Is that going to be good? Did you play the demo?
I played the demo like 3 times.
You like it?
I liked it, yes. Molly drawing little pictures of girls here.
Funny that it took them 30 years to figure out people like playing the bad guys.
Yeah, I know.
In those games.
And using force.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The extended version you don't hear on the radio right there. Another trivial bit of 90s alternative rock music.
Hey, can I make a request? Dishwalla.
Oh, I don't know if I have any Dishwalla.
Counting Blue Cars.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
By?
I don't remember.
What's the name of that band?
Dog. Dog Eat.
I said something. What dog.
Nope, I don't have it. Sorry.
Jared, I think we're done.
Roll to Me.
Roll to Me by Del Amitri. Great band.
I'm not sure if I have that one either.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Look into your heart, pretty baby.
Oh, we're done?
We're done.
Okay.
We're done?
Not with the whole show.
Jared's got a lot of comments to read.
Under the Scope.
Fill us in, Jared. What is going on in the...
Shane, much like your Scope hosts, I believe the audience is maybe a week or two delayed. They're still on a big 5-week break, and nobody commented on the last show.
I will tell you, I know a number of people at my workplace that have listened to the last week's show.
Yep.
So it's not like people aren't listening.
They said subpar or what?
No, they liked it. They were laughing.
Some point.
Say
laughing so hard they couldn't type?
Yeah.
Yes.
I said I just stopped saying really bad words because then when I meet these people that have seen the show, I feel really awkward that they say.
If you are from The Office, please do not tell people that you think I believe in politics one way or the other. Thank you.
So you do not think politics exist, or maybe you do? We're not sure.
She doesn't believe in politics.
By the way, the...
anarchist.
I would say that the first new commenter from The Office that comments this week can come to the show to see another episode where Molly doesn't wear pants like she's doing
this
week.
Exactly. Not surprised.
Springtime fresh smelling in here.
You can write in to comments at thescopeshow.com or go to thescopeshow.com and comment... on the site.
It's none of your business, but I believe people.
Oh, it's our
business. If you want to challenge Molly's political beliefs, you can call in to
her
the
belief
new,
or her anti-belief.
Whatever. If you want to challenge, however you want to challenge her, maybe you want to challenge her to beer pong. I don't know.
I am really good at beer pong, just so you know.
So if you want to challenge Molly to beer pong, you can call into the new Scope voicemail number, courtesy of Dropio. It's 646-495-9201, extension 70055. Everyone knows it by now. I'm not going to repeat it.
It's a lot of numbers. Anything you want to plug, Jared?
No. Got nothing coming up.
Molly, do you have anything coming up that we need to know about?
I will
You're a girl about town. CJ often writes about you in her column.
Starting Sunday, I will be a regular at the United Hospital, so if you need to go to an ER, come on over that way.
What does that mean? Are you
I'm
going to
be volunteering.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. People yeah. volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy talk.
So if you get hurt, injured, why don't you wait till Sunday between 2 and 5 to come on over to
So what are you going to do? Sit at a desk and check people in?
I'm doing a lot
Two
of
words,
stuff.
Jane. Sponge bath.
Nice.
Wow. That's me. Yeah.
She takes care of the weightlifting injuries with sponge baths. Adam, you have anything you want to plug? Any flights you'll be taking out of the city?
Yep. Tomorrow, yep. flying. Friday, flying. Next Sunday, flying. It's a lot of flying. But I have an entire week off, the third week of September. So if anyone wants to hang out or do anything fun.
You'll be in Mankato.
I'll be here. Mandy's got class. I'm not going to hang out with her.
Don't forget, we got to plan our Valley Scare.
Yeah, Valley Scare.
Valley Scare.
Valley Scare.
I will have to take off on Valley
Fair. I will be at Acme Comedy Club in downtown Minneapolis on the 26th to see Brian Posehn performing comedy.
Hmm. What about Sir Laugh-A-Lots?
No.
What? I just got a comedy club name I came up with right here on the fly.
You should probably go apply for a small business loan.
That's why the show is so good. Laugh-a-doodles. Laugh-a-doodle-doo.
Whack-a-doodle?
So I have nothing else to plug, but I do want to thank Molly for coming in and hopefully leaving as happy as she entered. We'll see.
You don't want to give one last plug for the Metro Buzz Trivia
Metro
Challenge?
Buzz Trivia. We will be taking on some lost podcasters in a week and a half. That would be, what, the September something or other. But it's going to be 16th. Good. 16th, Jared and I are going to try to represent.
They have a website, right? MetroBuzz.com?
I believe they do, yes. So you can check that out. I'm not really sure what the format's going to be, what the questions are going to be about, but we're going to give it our best. And
it's not MetroBuzz. I just want to, you know, give it a... This is the last show before we do it, so I want to make sure we, you know, do a proper plug, Shane. That's all I'm saying. I'm
Shane, you idiot.
Shane,
you ignorant slut.
Piffed.
Are you still looking, Jared, or are we closing it out?
No, we're still looking. I mean, okay. we're not long on time, right?
No, we're actually having a shorter show than
MetroBuzzPodcast.com.
MetroBuzzPodcast.
Thank you for having us. Apologies for us not actually being prepared to plug the show.
Wow, Jared is taking me out.
Way to go, Shane. Way to be on top of it.
Hey, well, I didn't do anything either. Usually I'm the plug master.
Yeah, so plug yourself.
I failed. But I will not fail in my trivia duties.
Before we end, Molly, would you like to name the people in your drawing that you've been working on mm-hmm. so far today? It's Molly and...
This is not me.
All right.
That person's skinny.
Wow.
And Molly, before we go, who are you voting for this year? Let's just get that out of the way right now.
Daniel H.W. Quayle.
Dan Quayle?
Ralph Nader. Wait, Ron Paul? Is that what I heard?
Ron Paul. She told me Jesse Ventura.
Interesting choice.
I like it. I like it. I think it's a bold statement.
I'm voting for my father.
Nice.
Excellent. Shall we close it up?
And with that, we will close it up. 57 is done. 58 only 2 short weeks away. So we'll see you then.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 206-350-7056. Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying,
hasta la vista.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
I used to have terrible sinus infections all the time. You know, I don't get them at all anymore.